This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and it is time now for your letters. Patty Hirsch, our senior producer, is with me to dip into the mailbag. How are you doing, Patty?
I'm well, thanks, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what's in the mailbag?
Well, firstly, a great deal of response to our interview of Olympian Jamie Nieto. Jamie talked to us about the cost of being an aspiring Olympian and the sacrifices that these athletes have to make.
Which is pretty considerable, I imagine.
Right, especially for a 30-something man with a family to support. Anyway, a lot of listeners wrote in to complain about Nieto. They said he was delusional in comparing himself to a professional football and baseball player and that he didn't have the Olympic spirit. One listener, Linnea Linton of Arden, North Carolina, said he could do with a good dose of gratitude and humility.
Wow, that sounds pretty harsh.
All right. Well, the conversation is actually ongoing on our website, so listeners can feel free to pitch in on that one if they feel moved to do so.
And I saw we got a lot of mail about credit reports and credit scores.
Yeah, this is following the interview with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Chief Richard Cordray. He suggested everybody check their credit report every year, and a commentator mentioned that that service is available for free. But we had a number of listeners who had problems with that. There was Meredith Leventhal of Baltimore, Wayne Schmidt of Seattle, and Sarah Hussein of Arlington.
And I assume these are people who went to freecreditreport.com or something?
Some did, yes.
Only to find out, I'm sure, that at that website, you don't actually get a free credit report.
No, it is probably the greatest feat of marketing misdirection ever. Other people actually went direct to the credit report bureau's websites themselves, but there's really only one site that can give you access to free reports, and that is
annualcreditreport.com.
That's right, annualcreditreport.com. You can get one copy of your report from...
Should we be singing that?
No, we should not be singing okay. that. You can get one copy of a report from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian every year through that site. And basically, annualcreditreport.com is a gateway to the bureau sites, right? You've got to go through it to get your annual freebie from each one of those sites. You're directed to the individual bureau site, ask some identifying questions, after which you get the report for free. And I know this works. I know some people have problems with this, but I know it works because I actually did it this week.
I thought you were going to say because you're a spokesman for the company.
No.
Okay. Well, how are you looking on your credit?
I'm pretty clean, actually. I feel pretty good about it. But, you know, B. Nichols of Birmingham asked what you should do if you go on there and you find incorrect information. When that happens, you've got to correct it via a complaint form on the individual bureau site. You can't do it at any other place, which means that you've got to join the credit bureau's sites first, which is a pain, but thereafter you're in email mode until it's fixed.
The problem is, of course, that you can't check if it's fixed without paying for the report.
Without paying for a subsequent report, right. So for the next 12 months, you're out of luck. That's right. So
some people might call that a scam or something
like
that.
You might call it a scam, but it's just a great business model, right? That's what Richard Cordray had to say about it. And let's hope he and his agency can do something about that kind of thing.
Well, so we'll have that information about annualcreditreport.com on our website, marketplace.org. Meanwhile, please keep writing in with your questions via Facebook, via Twitter. We're at Marketplace APM and on our website, marketplace.org. Patty, thanks so much.
Thank you.